This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust. A court in the northeastern city of Dandong convicted Spavor on Wednesday of a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. In a written statement, Trudeau condemned the, quote, lack of transparency in the legal process and a trial that did not satisfy even the minimum standards required by international law. Spavor was arrested in December 2018, just days after Canadian authorities arrested Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies. She was arrested in Vancouver, British Columbia, on a U.S. arrest warrant. The arrest of Spavor and another Canadian, former diplomat Michael Kovrig, that same month triggered accusations from Ottawa that the two men were arrested in retaliation for Meng's arrest. Spavor's verdict comes a day after a Chinese court upheld a death sentence for another Canadian, Robert Lloyd Schellenberg, who was convicted in 2018 for trafficking methamphetamine. He was initially sentenced to 15 years in prison, but his sentence was changed during a one-day retrial in 2019, shortly after Meng's arrest. Meng remains under house arrest in Vancouver as she fights the extradition warrant from the United States. As chief financial officer of Huawei, she's accused of lying to U.S. officials about Huawei's business in Iran, which is under U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan on Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days, as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province of Badakhshan borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. The Taliban aim to defeat the U.S.-backed government and reimpose strict Islamic law. The speed of their advance has shocked the government and its allies. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response, U.S. President Joe Biden said, quote, today we proved that democracy can still work. The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will begin deliberation on it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding. But the president hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. The Washington Post is reporting that the Texas House Speaker has signed arrest warrants for Democratic state lawmakers who failed to show up for a legislative session in order to avoid a vote on legislation that would restrict voting rights in the state of Texas. In July, 57 Democratic Texas legislators fled to Washington, D.C., beyond the reach of Texas law enforcement to thwart efforts to pass the bill. The Post reports any lawmakers who have returned from D.C. could be forced by law enforcement officials to attend a vote on the legislation. The Post also says it's unclear how many of those Texas Democrats remain in Washington, where they're working with members of the U.S. Congress on the issue of voting rights. It says 26 of them have vowed to remain in Washington for as long as Congress is working and making progress on the issue of voting rights. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it's providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to citizens of Myanmar. The country is suffering a humanitarian crisis sparked by the February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asian country has led to deadly protest against the military government. Clashes have involved several armed ethnic groups fighting against the ruling junta. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.